Louisiana police just arrested an illegal immigrant that came from Honduras into the United States for the rape of a 14-year-old child at knife point. There is no national media coverage on this story. None. We are allowing millions upon millions of illegals into this country, predominantly young males. And it's being done on purpose. The question is why? Why are our borders so open? This country was founded upon Judeo-Christian values. And the more we import the third world here with people who do not believe in God, we will end up just like those third world countries. And we will move further and further away from God. And if we do not speak up now, it will be our children, their children, and every future generation who will suffer the most.
But many of the tragic consequences are still being felt of many who have illegally crossed and were released into the U.S. Nothing more prominent now than the tragic murder of Laken Riley, that University of Georgia nursing student killed at the hands of Jose Ibarra, the Venezuelan who crossed in El Paso in 2022 and was released. But that's not the only isolated case. We're learning now about many more. I can show you a full screen of this Salvadoran migrant illegally present, according to ICE. His name is Nilson Granados Trejo, accused of murdering, killing a tragic death of a two-year-old infant. And that doesn't stop in Maryland there. Go down to Louisiana, in Kenner, Louisiana, a Honduran migrant accused of raping at knife point a 14-year-old teenage girl.
Under former President Trump, only 11 criminal non-citizens were arrested for homicide or manslaughter so far under Biden, 165. Under Biden, the number of criminal non-citizens arrested for assault and domestic violence, that has more than doubled.
Let me make it clear. We made the overwhelming sentiment in that meeting is we got to do Ukraine now. And there are other issues, including border, which we should address, but not now.
So it happened again. The news hit today that a 14-year-old girl has been found dead, drugged, and abused in an apartment of an Afghan migrant in Vienna. This follows the news of two children who were 9 and 10 years old that were stabbed by a migrant in Duisburg-Marlow in Germany. And this follows the news of three women who were stabbed by a migrant also in Vienna, and a 12-year-old girl that was gang raped by 17 migrant minors also in Vienna. And that's in the last 10 days? That's 10 days in Europe. And this happens all the time. And I can't even begin to tell you how many cases like this I've reported on in the last, I don't know, year, few years. It's endless. It's endless. And it literally never ends because nothing ever changes. Our policies never change. And then there's some uproar for a few days. You know, everyone's like, man, what happened here? And, you know, the newspapers, if they even write about it, there will be one headline, one article. And then everybody forgets again. And the list of girls and women and boys and men, too, who have been sacrificed on the altar of mass migration is too long to even fathom. And we just forget. We don't know. But everybody who argues for mass deportations or who says, hey, we need to close our borders is a racist. But if you're white in this continent and you get killed, nothing happens. Nothing happens. The whole world was up in arms about a drug dealer who was murdered in the United States, George Floyd. If you're a white 14-year-old girl found dead and raped in an apartment of a migrant in Vienna, nobody even knows your name. Nobody knows your name. And I swear, I'm thinking about this now. I've filmed documentaries before. I will do it again. No, someone needs to make a film about this. Somebody needs to put a face to all of these victims, to all of these girls, to all of these women, to all of these boys and men who've been murdered by people who should have never been here. If it's the last thing I'll do, I'm making this promise to you right now. I'm emotional about it. I'm going to make this film. I'm going to make this film because something needs to happen here and we can't just forget their names. We don't even know their names in most cases. I'll make the film.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. My name is James Madison, and this is going to be a bit more of a downer episode. This is basically the they're not sending their best episode. We have a couple articles to get into, and they're all pretty macabre, and they all revolve around the fact that our open border, Joe Biden's failed policy, has consequences. rapes, murders, burglaries, the works. While Joe Biden tells you that these are undocumented citizens, man. Well, they're undocumented, then they aren't fucking citizens. And I'm not going to call them... There's a number of names. Let's just go to... Let's return to basics. Illegal aliens. They're foreign. They're not from here. They're from elsewhere, and they have a sick culture. A lot of them have a sick culture. People, thousands from China, thousands from north border and southern border. People come in through the north border all the time as well. No one should ignore either ones of them. But the southern border, undoubtedly, is the one with the most problems. Honduras, Haiti, Guatemala, Iraq, Afghanistan. People from all over the world are rushing through our border to get here. And it is destroying our country and the lives of America's children. The future of America. So let's get into it. Again, not much of a happy topic today. Guatemalan illegal immigrant charged in rape of 11-year-old girl in Provo, Utah. Jonathan Estrado Renano Garcia, 26, is being held in the Utah County Jail after the suspected rape. After the suspected rape in Provo, Utah, by Thomas Stevenson. An illegal immigrant has been arrested on felony charges of raping a child in connection to the suspected rape of an 11-year-old girl in Provo, Utah. The accused rapist, Jonathan Estrado Rano Garcia, 26, from Guatemala, is being held in Utah County Jail and has been placed on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE detainer. Make ICE great again. And I said this before, when Joe Biden was running for president, I said, you vote for Joe Biden, you're going to have the problem you see in Europe where you have tons of Muslim migrants raping native girls, murdering men, robbing stores. The British people listening to this show knew exactly what the fuck I was talking about. The Scottish, the Irish, they knew what I was talking about. The Irish just had their riots a few months ago. So, Sorry, I'm a little congested. Documents from the police obtained by the Daily Wire show that a mother came home late in the evening to her daughter, who was supposed to be home alone. As she walked in, the mother observed an adult male leaving her apartment. The mother said the male made eye contact, but then quickly walked away. She then found her 11-year-old naked on the floor of the apartment. First off, before I go further in the story, imagine this is your child, your sister, any number of friends and loved ones, kids, siblings, friends. You just come home, expecting to find one thing, and you find an entirely different, horrifying situation. It gets worse. Quote, the 11-year-old girl told her mom that the male she met on the internet came to the apartment and had sex with her. Police records indicate Rano Garcia admitted that he put his penis in her vagina and had sex with the 11-year-old for 20 to 30 minutes. He claimed to have thought that she was 13 or 14 years of age. He said they met at a soccer game and began corresponding with each other online, where he would send messages of his penis to her. This is a 26-year-old man messaging an 11-year-old girl. If she was twice her age, she'd be 22. 4 years younger than him still. Open borders have consequences. Elections have consequences, folks. I wonder how this mom will be voting in this coming election. Let's get back down here. I thought she was 13 or 14. Now, why would he say that? Because where he's from, that's an acceptable age. I talked to her. I thought she was 13 or 14. And he thinks that sounds completely fine. This bastard's oblivious as to why he's in trouble, and he's confused. Why? Because he didn't come here legally. He didn't have to learn our customs. He wasn't forced to integrate into our society. He wasn't forced to go through the assimilation process. And now here he is, raping a child. And the mother comes home and finds her child laid on the floor after being sexually assaulted by an adult who groomed her that she met at a soccer game. And I have to ask you, mother dearest, where the fuck were you? You not talk to your kid, asking who they talk to? This is your child. You should take your child's phone occasionally and just go through it. I don't give a fuck. Well, the privacy and... No. You're talking about your child's safety and exploitation here. What the fuck? You also keep in mind, you know, parents are responsible too. He claimed to have thought that she was 13, 14. I read that. Soccer game. And began corresponding with each other online, where he would send her messages. Read that. To her and do other forms of sexting. Local outlet Lay Free Press reported the illegal immigrant had been living in Leahy at the time of the alleged crimes. He was charged with forgery because he had a wallet with a, quote, social security card that did not appear to be authentic. When asked about the social security card, Ronald Garcia admitted that it was fake and that he had paid money for it when he came to the United States from his country, police wrote. This comes amid a number of other reports of illegal immigrants committing sex crimes against children and others. A Honduran illegal immigrant in Louisiana was arrested and charged of raping a girl at knife point last week. In the first half of February, ICE arrested almost 300 sex predators who are also illegal immigrants. As the illegal immigration crisis has intensified in places like New York, illegal immigrants have been reportedly shipped from the Eastern City to places such as Utah. It doesn't get any better. We're going to hop over here. Mom sues Biden DHS after illegal immigrants, MS-13 gang members charged with rape and murder of her autistic daughter. Do not share this episode out. Go to the description, get these articles out, and share them. That is the most effective way you can produce change. I don't give a fuck if this podcast grows. I do this show to bring information like this to you so that you can take it into your personal lives and disseminate it amongst your people. Go to the description, copy and paste to your social medias, talk to people around you. If you're hearing about these crimes from me for the first time, the people around you will be hearing it from you for the first time. And here's the thing, if they already knew about it, that person is a friend. Usually. The daughter called her boyfriend during the attack for help and left a voicemail of the murderer strangling Kayla. Man, listening to this, your phone rings suddenly. You're at work, at the gym, hanging out with your boys, having a good time. And then on the other end of it, you hear screaming. You answer it, right? Oh, my girlfriend's calling. What's up, babe? And all you hear is screaming, begging, whimpering, while a man likely is screaming in a foreign language you don't speak. And all you hear is, help. Save me. He's got a knife. He's holding me down. He's doing things to me. Help. Help. Get help. Call the cops. The whole world that you were just engaged with before your phone rang vanishes before you. And you're sitting there holding your phone. Do you want to be in that position? What if it's your mom calling you? Same situation. It's just your mom now. Help. He's holding me down. Maybe your grandma, your aunt, your niece, your cousin, your best friend, your coworker. person from church, person from school. You want to know how you can help prevent that from being you? Sharing these stories out. Advocating. Calling your local reps. Calling your state reps. Raising hell. Asking what they're doing to push back against this. If you're a local, you could be telling your mayors and your local reps to have police doing patrols. Are you? You could prevent this right now by stepping up in your community and taking action. And look, if we're going to do this bullshit where we say silence is violence, inaction is allowing this to happen. So share the article and get involved. By Thomas Stevenson's once again. And this is from January 2024. The last article is newer. This is from this year still. The mother of a teen girl who was allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant, illegal alien, who was also an MS-13 member, which means likely on watch list and flagged as a terrorist, is suing the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, for $100 million. Tammy Nobles, mother of 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, argues in the lawsuit that DHS failed in their duties to protect her daughter from a 17-year-old gay member, according to News Nation. Nobles testified last Thursday in front of the House panel that is conducting an impeachment inquiry of DHS Secretary Mayorkas. He's been since impeached. Let's watch this real quick.
My name is Tammy Nobles. I am the mother of Kayla Hamilton. July 24, 2002 was one of the best days of my life. I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl and named her Kayla Marie. She loved to smile and laugh. She always kept her friends close and never forgot anyone. She was kind, caring, thoughtful, and funny. She loved God. She loved life and God. She showed the world that being yourself was okay and you didn't have to follow everyone else. But sadly, on July 27th, 2022, I received the worst news that a parent doesn't want to hear, that my newly 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her own room and left on the floor like trash. The illegal MS-13 known gay member brutally raped and murdered my daughter by strangling her with a cord and robbed her of $6. During the attack, Kayla called her boyfriend for help but went to voicemail. The voicemail of the murderer strangling Kayla was 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. DHS employees failed to visually inspect the assailant by lifting his shirt to check for gang-related tattoos. Had DHS employees performed a visual inspection of the assailant's body, they would have seen MS-13 gang-related tattoos on his body, disqualifying him from entering the U.S. DHS employees failed to make a simple phone call to the El Salvador government to verify if assailant was on an MS-13 gang affiliation list. Had they done so, El Salvador government officials would have confirmed that the assailant was a known MS-13 gang member with...
By the way, El Salvador is the place they built the mega prison, and it went from the most dangerous country in the Western Hemisphere to the safest. The president of El Salvador has said, "Call me. I will have them picked up and brought here and incarcerated." No. Why? Because Joe Biden's billion-dollar bureaucrat buddies need slave labor. They need a replacement group, as it were. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I've been saying it for years. John Tron is right. I'll say it way before Vivek the bottom bite Ramaswamy got up there and said, "Great replacement isn't a theory." Yeah, I know. Me and John Tron have been saying the same thing for years. John Tron probably didn't articulate it as well as I could have, but it is what it is.
With a prior criminal history, DHS supervisors have failed to train and supervise DHS employees to properly screen minors attempting to enter U.S. soil from El Salvador. The operational neglect committed by DHS carried over into DHS, whose operational neglect further sealed my daughter's fate. DHS's operational neglect included its employees violating clearly articulated protocol requiring a minor to be placed with a verified relative before entering the U.S. DHHS employees neglected and recklessly failed to verify a legitimate family member of the assailant or sponsor before allowing him to enter U.S. soil. There were clear inconsistencies in the DHS and DHHS records regarding the identity of the relative to whom the assailant was released. Ultimately, DHHS's failures the MS-13 gang member as a minor to rent a room in a trailer park from another individual who was also an illegal immigrant. There was also a lack of transparency by DHS and DHHS, including but not limited to DHHS's failure to provide House of Representative Chairman Jim Jordan a copy of its audit report. Let's take a moment and think about how Kayla felt that day, how scared she must have been that day knowing that she was dying. If she was going to see her mommy again, her baby sister, her brother, or her cat Oreo, Kayla fought for her life that day with all that she had. And in the end, she lost to an individual that wasn't even supposed to be allowed in the country. For me, this is not a political issue. This is a safety issue for everyone living in the United States. This could have been anyone's daughter. I don't want any other parent to live the nightmare that I am living. I am her voice now, and I'm going to fight with everything I have to get her story told and bring awareness of the issue at the border. If we had stricter border policies, my daughter would still be alive today. Nothing will bring my daughter back nor fix the pain of not having her here. But I want to prevent this from happening to someone else's child.
We're going to continue on. Pull the microphone back up here. Like so. Just the filter. Alright. The mother stated at the time, quote, "My newly 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her own room and left on the floor like trash. The illegal MS-13 gang member brutally raped and murdered my daughter by strangling her with a cord and robbed her of $6. $6. That's barely even a meal at McDonald's. It's barely two bags of chips these days. Raped, murdered, and robbed of $6. A dollar is four quarters. Six sets of four quarters. Anybody else's stomach feeling a little funny right now? Good. Hold on to that feeling. Let it brew in you for a little bit. You should feel disturbed. You should feel angry. It's a healthy feeling. It's good. You're a normal human. If you're listening to the story feeling nothing, something wrong with you. Something really, really fucking wrong with you. Moving on. With a cord and robbed of $6 during the attack, Kayla called her boyfriend for help. And it went to voicemail. Imagine that. Imagine you're that boyfriend. Maybe he didn't answer the phone because he couldn't get to it in time. Maybe he didn't even know it was ringing. But imagine if like he got called, he was busy, and he just thought, oh, I'll just call her back in like 20 minutes. And then sent it to voicemail, listened to the voicemail 20 minutes later, and heard everything. 2 minutes and 30 seconds. 2.5 minutes of the love of your life being raped and murdered, begging you to come save them. And you let it go to voicemail. Remember, porous borders have consequences. Anarcho-tyranny has consequences, and allowing anarcho-tyranny to continue has fucking consequences. Cause meet effect. This could have been anyone's daughter. I don't know. I don't want any other parents to live the nightmare that I am living. I am her voice now, and I am going to fight with everything I have to get her story told and bring awareness of the issue at the border. On Saturday, in an interview with News Nation, You meant News Nation. You wrote New Nation. She opened up about the lawsuit. Quote, "Nobody at the border did their job and checked his background," Noble said in the interview. Noble asserted that had DHS properly screened the gang member, it would have revealed that he had MS-13 tattoos, which would have led to deportation. It would have automatic disqualification. 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton had autism and was strangled within a few days of her birthday inside of a trailer where she slept. But Nobles and her attorney, Brian Claypool, now say the teen should never have been let into the country in the first place. Quote, "We're bringing this lawsuit because we're tired of being held hostage in our own country," Noble's attorney told News Nation. Quote, "We're tired of DHS playing Russian roulette with our lives and with Kayla's life." Well, unfortunately for Kayla, they are no longer playing Russian roulette with her. She seems to have lost that game. She was even playing willingly. Ain't that a bitch? Quote, "All they had to do was follow their own protocol. Lift the t-shirt of the 16-year-old young man." Calling him a young man is very polite. God bless your kindness. Those other words come to mind for me. "That was trying to enter the border. And they would have seen a gang-related tattoo. And guess what? They would have disqualified him from entering the country." The daughter had subleased a room in the trailer, so she was subletting. Or boarding, another term for it's boarding. That's actually when I first moved out of my parents' house at 17, early 17. Can't remember, it was like just after I turned 16, so 17. I was boarding a room myself. Pretty convenient if you got nothing else going on. Anyway, subleased a room in the trailer where she lived with her boyfriend. To the suspect, Hamilton was found deceased by her boyfriend on July 27th, 2022. The suspect, an El Salvadorian national, was caught in January of 2023 and charged with first-degree murder, rape, and robbery. He was being held without bail ahead of his trial, which began on June 28th. Do you think we're done? No. A legal immigrant from El Salvador charged with murder in shootout that killed 2-year-old boy, injured teen mom. Let's go here, shall we? Published February 28th, 2024. There's no shortage of these articles. Countless. Hundreds of reports. Just since the year began. Mind you, millions have illegally entered our country. Millions. Every year since Joe Biden. The 2.5 million encounters, and that's encounters, by the way, 2.5 million encounters, meaning illegal immigrants that were encountered by Border Security, DPH, ICE, whoever, does not include the millions who slipped by, the many, many, many millions who slipped by unaddressed and unaccounted for, raping, murdering, robbing and looting the streets of America right now while Joe Biden protects them but penalizes you for going to Sunday Mass, penalizes you for going to school board meetings, penalizes you for daring to vote against him or daring to have voted for him at one point and broken away from the Democrat Party. How dare you? You're the threat to American sovereignty. You're the threat to America's safety. Not the illegal immigrants coming in from all over the world, raping, murdering, and destroying our fucking country, and grabbing the silverware while the USS American Titanic sinks. Western man, your home's being invaded. What are you going to do about it? Choice is yours. Lay down passively and let it happen. Hope it passes you by. It never does. Laying down and letting it happen only makes you an easy target. Says you won't fight back. Fight back? Well, that has its own list of issues, doesn't it? Wage the info war. Share the articles out. Talk to people. Raise awareness. Post on your timelines. Post on your news feeds. Make a show like mine. Make a show like however you want to make your show and talk about this. Become a mouthpiece directly or anonymously for these issues. Raise awareness. That is how you affect change. Because I really want to find the off-ramp. But the more these roads go on, the harder it is to see where the off-ramps actually are. It seems like an autobahn at a certain point. But the off-ramps are there. It starts with sharing out and disseminating this information to the people who need to see it and hear it. And if they push back, they refuse to hear you, they get all hostile, make a note of that. Maybe don't have that person around you anymore. They might be a dangerous rule follower. 2.5 million encounters in 2023. 2.2 million illegal 2.2 in 2022 fiscal year set the record of 2.2 million illegal border crossings. These numbers did not include crossings at official checkpoints. How about 21? 1.75 million in 2021. Joe Biden has doubled the amount. These are the illegal immigrants who were documented, caught, encountered, not including millions who slipped by unaccounted for. Not including the ones Joe Biden has flown in, not the ones that have been illegally trafficked in by our own federal government using our Air Force. Shout out to Joe Biden doing that. RIP to Tennessee's sovereignty as a state. That's fun. Let's continue on with this story, shall we? Illegal immigrant from El Salvador charged with murder in shootout that killed 2-year-old boy and injured teen mom. Cross-eyed little cunt. Article is by Yaron Steinbuch. I have not seen your name in a while, my man. I almost forgot all about you. An illegal immigrant from El Salvador who faced deportation orders and had run-ins with the law began or has been charged with murdering a 2-year-old Maryland boy in a shootout while in a park with his teenage mom. Lovely day in the park until the illegal showed up. Lovely day in America until the illegals invaded. Nilson Grandados Trejo, 25 years old, was charged Monday with first and second degree murder. The fifth suspect busted for a February 8th shooting that killed a toddler. Jeremy Poe Cacriz? And injured his 17-year-old mom, cops said. The toddler was caught in the crossfire between two groups involved in a territorial dispute over drug dealing in Langley Park. Pardon me. According to charging documents obtained by the Washington Post, Grandos was previously twice arrested on theft and charges had been ordered to be removed by the U.S., from the U.S. by the immigration judge in New Jersey, but was repeatedly released from custody despite three immigration detainers. Fox 5 revealed. Still, the public defender argued that the suspect should be granted pre-trial release because he was, quote, at the wrong place at the wrong time. Illegally in America, I would say, is in fact the wrong place at the wrong time. 25 feet from my fucking border looking at it sideways on any day that ends in Y is the wrong place at the wrong time. I support mounted turret guns on top of an electrified fence. I mean that. And I want armed troops, tanks, fighter jets, mines. I want it to be a fucking wipeout ninja warrior course from hell to get into this country. All while the finest troops use you as living target practice for entering our country illegally. I might get in trouble for this, but I'm not threatening any citizens. I'm saying what my ideal border security policy would be. Oh, you want to build a moat? Moats would be baby steps for me. No. mounted turret guns, armed drones, fighter jets, Black Hawk helicopters flying up the length of the border, helicopters flying low, fighter jets flying high. Stations. Every so often. Entrance points, of course. Heavily guarded, fortified entrance points, of course. And minefields. With the safe paths clearly indicated. Which would, basically, if it got clogged, create a choke point. That would be a self-restraining entrance point. Where people would be so cramped in there, coming through so slowly, all archers would have to do is keep their sights on it. I am not immigration friendly. I think America has too much of it right now. I think America should do a 25 to 30 year hiatus on immigration. And if you're going to have immigration, I think it needs to be a rigorous IQ process. Basically, only a brain drain policy. You have to pass IQ tests. What is your trait? What are you good at? Nuclear physicist, whatever. What do you bring to the table that is so fucking good that we should lift our 30-year moratorium on immigration just for you? The ultimate Americratic test. You get these fucking backwater bitches from their godforsaken little nasty-ass countries fleeing military service, fleeing their life of crime, whatever they're escaping from. They're not a law-abiding citizen in their homeland. They're not a law-abiding citizen here. So they fled something, and now they're here. No connections to you, your homeland, your customs, traditions, and heritage. You're just an obstacle in the way of them infesting and taking over their new host like a parasite. You're an antibody. You're in the way. Now, are you actively in the way or passively in the way? That's the problem. Be actively in the way. They won't fuck with you. Be passively in the way and they will, well, these stories should indicate what will happen to you. If you're just passively there. You get victimized. Continuing on. Still, his public defender argued that the suspect should be granted because he's at the wrong place at the wrong time. Go fuck yourself. As a passenger in the vehicles, issued his vehicle according to the Washington Post. Assistant State Attorney Giovanna Miller, however, noted that Grandados is, quote, a co-conspirator or an accomplice in a murder, and has previously failed to appear in court at least 3 times while also serving several, while also using several aliases. Judge Danica Varner Lewis agreed that he's a flight risk. Yeah, you know how I got from one state to the other state? Yeah. Kind of like a history there or something, right? Real astute observation. And order that he be held without bail. 4 other suspects have been arrested in the case. Israel Fuentes. Ooh, hey, yo, tell Nick that his brother got up to. I didn't know Nick's brother was named Israel. Man, that must be why he doesn't talk about him very often. What if that's the Israel he's always talking about? Well, he does not like that motherfucker. Huh. Anyway, moving on. 33, Johnny Alejandro, I'll tell Mayorkas his brother got caught, 28 years old, and 2 teenage boys, a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, both charged as adults. This little kid died. Look at him. Little kid, an American citizen, born here, raised here, all the future prospects open to him. Plenty of people of note have been born. Many people have risen from the exact background he is. Sitting there, single mom, teenage pregnancy. Ben Carson started there. Ben, look where Ben Carson got. He had all the opportunities afforded to him because he was born here in America. Some illegal bitch came in here. Some mongrel from some dirty backwater street of another country came in here and ripped his life away from him. And what does this illegal fucks lawyer say? Little boy was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Imagine that. Somebody comes into your house, shoots you, and the courts say, well, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. You shouldn't have been in your home, enjoying the safety and comfort of your society, of your home. Clearly, this parasite, this invader, has more right to it than you. That's how the elected officials in this country think of you. Keep that in mind when you go to vote this November. You need to vote for No Border Joe or the man who says build a beautiful wall from sea to shining sea and have the armed forces patrolling it. I'm saying Trump 2024. How about you? Fuentes and Turquios are said to have been in one of the groups in the shootout while the two teenagers were in another. Grandados admitted to the police that he was riding a stolen Ford Explorer with Fuentes and Turquios at the time of the shooting, and that he saw Fuentes shooting the firearm during the incident, according to documents cited by the outlet, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Removal Operations Baltimore Rep. James Covington told Fox 5 that Grandos is in the U.S. illegally. Yeah, no shit, bud. A Justice Department immigration judge in Newark, shout out to New Jersey. Got some places in Bellmark that I actually really enjoy. Ordered him removed from the county, from the country, my apology, on November 7th of 2022, according to the outlet. But on March 21st, 2023, Montgomery County Police Department arrested Grandados and charged him with theft, according to ICE records cited by Fox 5. The agency logged an immigration detainer on the suspect with the Montgomery County Detention Center, but it refused to honor it, and he was released on March 7th, 2023, the outlet reported. Montgomery County Police reportedly arrested Grandos again in September 26th. On a charge of theft as well as attempted obstruction and hindering. ICE once again lodged an immigration detainer with the MCDC, Migration and Customs, on September 27th, but he was released from custody on October 12th, Fox reported. Less than 6 months later. On the day after his most recent arrest was announced, a third immigration detainer was lodged against Grandados, as I've been calling him, with the Prince of George County's detention center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, the outlet said. Let's go down here to the comment section real fast. Fed up woman says, those who have been victimized at the hands of illegals, and that includes myself, God be with you, need to be able to sue the federal government. Yo, shout out to the mom that we just covered in the other story who's doing that. Sue the federal government, state and local governments. Haley 3, they are ruining our neighborhoods. They are loud, obnoxious, and want to live outside. I could never open my windows ever again. Well, I'm more concerned about the rape, the robbing, the murdering. But, you know, yeah, they want to be outside. Orange Teepee says, I wish we can do that over slavery. Sue the descendants of the people that brought them over. Yeah. But those people are not really known for parting with their money. Who? What people? The people who own the slave ships. Who own the slave ships? Well, that's an interesting question. Hey, comment section. Anyone asking that comment? Anybody asking that below? You wanna fill them in? Anyway, that being said, I'm gonna wrap this up here in the light and the mood. I'm gonna sign off by saying yay 2024. Yeah. Sue the they for reparations.